Zvachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The din that we've been discussing, that dam which spritzes al ha-beged is ton kibbutz ba'azora, and we explained the Mishnah Beis, that this din is only by dam that's roi lizriko. So the Mishnah adds in that context another din. Nitaz min atzavar al ha-beged. If the dam spritz directly min atzavar shel abahem al ha-beged, any ton kibbutz. Why? Because the din asher yize alov aleo techabes, yize is dam haroi lazoi. When does dam become roi lazoi? When it's niskabel b'klishoris. Dam that's yotze mitzaver abahem and it was never niskabel is not dam that's roi. Witness the fact that if dam is niskabel and a clean, then it's nishbach ala ritzpo. You could pick it up and the kohen could then be zorek the dam. But dam that came straight from the tzaver abahemo and it fell onto the floor, that dam is not roi, it's nifsal. It's familiar, it doesn't have a din to be mechayin kibbutz ba'azor. Min ha-keren min ha-yisoid, ene ton kibbutz. Here we have the opposite extreme. Not only was the dam roi lizrika, but the dam taka was dam. That was nizrak. It shiore ha-dam that was put on the yisoid, or the dam that was put on the keren shel ha-mizbeach. So not only is that dam roi, but more than that, the dam is not roi because the dam taka was already. So again, the Gemara's medayka sheyizah oleo, it's oimid lahazor, not that it already went through hazor. It's already like a nasis mitzvosoi. Nishbach ala ritzpa vasofoi. This is what we spoke about before, that when it fell on the floor, ala ritzpa vasofoi, any ton kibbutz, because it's not oimid lahazor. Ein ton kibbutz al adam sheniskabel b'kli v'roi lazoya. That's the clown, the protein we just spoke out. Nitas al or ad shel hufshat. If it's nitas on the or, on the skin of a behema, of a korban that was killed, ad shel hufshat, ein ton kibbutz. Why? Because the or of behema, while it's still attached to the behema, is a chelik of the behema, and it's not roi. You can't call that a beged. It's a chelik of the behemah. So mele doesn't have a din, the same way it's not mekabel tumu. So it doesn't have a din, it's not a beged. So it doesn't have a din to be mechayiv kibbutz. Mishuhufshat, once it was skinned off the behemah, toned kibbutz. Why? Because or shuhufshat is roi lekabel tumu, because it could be used. What could it be used for? It could be used, it doesn't have to be made into shoes right now. It would have to undergo tanning, v'chule v'chule. But the way it is right now could be used for an oil. It could be used. Mela, it has a shtikl tzad dimyan to beg it. It could be mekabel tumah under certain circumstances. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi shehufshat, even after it's skinned off the behemah, any ton kibbutz, it's not enough that it should have any type of shimush that would render it roi lekabel tumah, but it has to be mekabel tumah befoil. And mekabel tumah befoil, even skin that was hufshat min ha-behema, is only once it was turned into something. The fact that it's raw material that can be turned into something does not make it be mekabel tumah. It's raw material that can be roi lekabel tumah. So Reb Yehuda holds that's enough. Reb Elazar holds it has to be actually befoiled. The Torah gives it a shame beged. It has to be befoiled mekabel tumah. One of the characteristics of a beged is that it's a piece of material, but it has a specific yichud. It has a yichud for shtamshus. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem say the Tyrus. That's one of the themes, that Kabbalah's tumah has to do with not the raw material being roi l'shimush, but the actual designation for a shimush. That's what he holds. It's totally in those gedar mamish. Then the Mishnah adds another few details. Eni ton kibbutz ala mokem hadam. Not the whole beged. It's not like something is mekabel tumah, where the dam touches the beged, so the whole beged becomes mechuyev kibbutz. The Torah does use the terminology of kibbutz for being mitaher, a beged that's mekabel tumah, which would mean in that context, toveling in a mikveh. Over here we're talking about scrubbing out the stain of the dam. It's ton kibbutz, and that's only the mokum adam. V'dovah shu roi lekabel tumah, like we just said before, v'roi lekibbutz, it has to be something which could be laundered. Go for a second to Melacha Shabbos, and there's a Melacha of Melaben. The Melacha Melaben is whitening something. That's the classic Melacha of doing laundry. Doing laundry is only shaykh on something which is a softer material which can be rubbed, which can be scrubbed. Wood is not laundered. You could clean wood, but you can't launder it. A piece of metal, you could clean, you could shine it, but you can't launder it. Kibbutz is a process that speaks only to something that's softer. So it has to be royal kibbutz, not kleitz or klimateches, v'chule. There's a discussion, take a look at Kiveger, about or kosher, leather that was turned into something that has no bending b'chlal. Even a shoe, the leather is bendable. But what happens if something was stiffened, it was dried out in the sun? It's or kosher, and it mamash can't be bent. Does that have a din kibbutz? That's a good shayla. Ayin sham. Mishnah Dalet. Echad ha-beged ve-echad ha-sak ve-echad ha-or. This is terminology that we have legabi Kabbalah's Tumah, generally speaking. Beged, sak, and or refer to different things. A beged is something that's made out of woven material. Sak is made out of bederech chlal, from izim. So it's from the hair of goats. It's a harder material, but it's definitely softer. They generally make sakim out of it, thick material. The echad ha'or, or leather proper, tu'unin kibbutz, all of these have the same beged hamavur b'pasuk, and they all need kibbutz b'makom kadosh. B'makom kadosh means b'azara. B'makom kadosh always means azar. B'makom tor always means Yerushalayim. We had it before legabi achilas kotshim. Just a point. What exactly do you launder this beged sak or with b'azara? So the Gemara in Daf Tzadik has a whole discussion with one of cleaning materials. Cleaning materials are mentioned in Mishnayis and Nida Biyachas to cleaning out a beged mi ksumim of dam. So one of the cleaning materials mentioned over there, that's what you'd use over here. It's in Tesante Kasha, that's brought down by the Mepharshim. The Gemara has the problem that one of the ingredients over there that chemically could remove a stain is meraglayim. And we say always by Pit Makteris, Shemachnisim meraglayim b'migdash m'tnei kovod. So the Gemara has a whole schmooze, how it would be you'd mix it with something else, and as a mixture with something else, the chemicals could take it out, but it doesn't have to be purely that chemical. That's just a prat that the Gemara speaks out. Legabi, what exactly is the kibbutz? Let's just mention one more thing, and that is the whole idea over here, the kibbutz, because the technical zach, if the Torah is telling you that you're not allowed to leave a blood stain of kodesh on a beged, so why would you have to wash it out b'mokum kodesh in Nazara? Vice dois. That it's not just a cleaning. It's not like a golas kelim. What it is it's some type of avodah. So l'chor, that should mean that it should have to be done. And anything has to be done Nazara, l'chor has to be done b'kehanim. L'maizah, that's not the case. But achrin discuss it. It's not so posh. It's a mechaz chinuch and kuflam ches that discusses it. L'maizah, it's kosher b'chol ha-psulim, b'chol ha-zorim. It's not an avodah. There are those that want a taina that if it's in Nazara, then it has to be done by a kohen. But that's pashtus, not the case. In any case, the Mishnah continues. Ushviras kli cheres b'mokem kodosh. This is another lechera functional halacha. Shviras kli cheres is always something you have by tumah in order to be mitar kli cheres. It doesn't work. Tvila b'mikveh does not work for a kli cheres, only on kli eitz. Kli cheres you have to break. When you break a kli, l'moshel, a dish made out of kli cheres, so you have to break it, shviroso zuhi taharoso. Over here, that process has to be the same way techab is b'mokum kodesh, the shvir has to be also b'mokum kodesh. U, miriko shtifa b'kli nechoshes, we said by utensils, kli nechoshes or other klei achila, has to be also b'makom kodesh, even though l'chero, all you're trying to do is make a golas kelim. But we said also that it's not a regular just getting out the blias. That would be a halach of hagolas kelim. You can't use a pot that was used and it has blias of kodesh in it, because then the next time you want this Shabbos, you want to make cholent in tzvas, and you have blias that are left over from kodesh, from last Shabbos. Das teiknish. So it's going to have to be have hagolas kelim anyways. But over here, there's a bazundera mitzvah of doing mechiv, of doing meriko ushtifa with hot water and cold water, b'mokim kodesh. Again, that's the gzeres hakosim over here. The Mishnah finishes off, zechoyme b'chatos mikotche gadoshim. Even though we keep on talking about kochim, but really the parsha over here in Perek Vov, in Parshas Tzav, is Dabel Aaron v'Elbon of Lema Zoyis Teres Hachatos. And Teres says over and over again, Tishochid Hachatos, Hakoyne Mechato Yisro Yecheleno. That repeats a bunch of times Chatos. So clearly we're talking about only a carbon Chatos over here. And on that the Mishnah says, Hachoyme Bechatos Mikotcha Gadoshim. What's interesting is that the parasha over here includes three things. It includes kibbutz, b'makom kodesh, it includes shviras kli cheres, amiriku shtifa b'kli nechoshes. You look at the Rav says, zechoymer akibbutz koi, comes from Rashi. So that means he holds that the din miriku shtifa, which kashering the kli of the noiser that's in the kli, that din is zechenegea, even by any kochim, and that din is going to be mavur in Mishnah Zayin, and that we can understand. That's really shayach tagolas kelim lav dafka, that you need this parsha for that din, but the kibbutz is clearly coming lafuke shviras klicheres. And the shaila is, what would be the makor for this din of shviras klicheres legabe shar kochim, if the parsha is only talking about korban katos? That's a shaila. The Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnah is over here clearly says that the din of zechoyme bechatz mekodesh kadoshim is going hein on kibbutz hein on shviras klicheres. That's talking exactly what the chiluk would be according to the other according to the Rav.